Northland band playing Rocky Top. Smokey leading our boys out through the tee. Makes a hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios as we kick off hour number three of the program. This Vol for Life segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. They love for you to be a member. They've been helping their members grow financially for 86 years. Moving upward and forward with the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union, the official credit union of 3 and Out.
Don't they officially have a post-game? Or are they game day?
Game day.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Do we play tonight, Will?
I thought that was the case yesterday.
Baylor tonight?
I think so.
I'm not 100% positive, but it should be either tonight or tomorrow night. I can go check real quick.
It all started at around 11 p.m. two nights ago. Breaking news, as we tweeted here at Fox Sports Knoxville, and perhaps the most shocking move of the offseason. At Coach Duggs has left Texas Tech after one season to become the next head coach of the Tennessee Volunteers. As Houston said, we got him.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Tennessee football account.
Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes I feel bad.
What?
That people actually believe this.
Well, the Tennessee football account tweeted, Air Duggs has arrived. Welcome to Rocky Top. Duggs Nation, powered by the T. Had the graphic and everything.
He did change his philosophy. He's more of a spread option attack kind of guy right now.
Hmm. Really?
Oh, he's got that fast quarterback. He's got to run some zone read.
Run the ball. Had to fit in with Tennessee, you know?
He's got two stud running backs, too, and JoJo Smalls and Rico Duggerton.
Rico Burgerton and JoJo Smalls. Thunder and Lightning.
I think they're like 9.
We do play Baylor tonight.
Okay. Mm.
We play Baylor tonight. Big game.
Baylor tonight, game day.
Not sure what time it is.
Probably 9 Eastern.
Yeah, probably.
Well, the fact that Tennessee's official account put out stuff, I think, is what's really confused some of the blue hairs. It's really got them messed up. In fact, even some of the ones that I think understand it's a video game are still worked up. Like, I don't get it. One of the replies to the, well, just hit the music, Davey.
Mm.
Let's get into some Vol for Life. Coach Jeremy Pruitt tweeted, I consider Coach Duggs a friend and have always respected his offensive philosophy. I'm glad we share a passion for getting Tennessee back on top. Go Vols. Then the replies start rolling in.
You going first?
Yeah, I'll take this short one. You can go second. I will take one Coach Jay Pruitt over 1,000 Dugs. I get we are all bored, but it makes me sad. Vol fans are even discussing this nonsense. We have a coach, and he is a great one. Duggs can try his luck at Vandy.
This is a bunch of crap. The Vols are looking good, and they start a rumor to try and screw everything up. This shows that every team in the SEC are scared of our progress. Someone replies, that can't be what you really think. This person replies back, yes, it is. You got it.
In response to the Vol Network putting out that there's no better way to start day one on Rocky Top with Coach Duggs than Vol calls on the river, the responses come in. These posters are so stupid, the guy doesn't even really Vol fan hat on.
Doesn't really Vol fan hat on. Incredible.
Doesn't really have a Vol
you should have left
hat
it.
On. I know, man. It's sad. But I just like correcting my own jokes now. But I don't understand this whole thing. It's effing stupid. Yeah, I don't even see the point either. Let it die down. Some people are going to really think that this guy's here, and it's going to start scaring off recruits.
Scaring off the Croots.
I feel like they love it.
Because the Croots don't play video games. Oh, my gosh. Blocked! I only like reading real news. I'm a true fan. This is a BS read. This is just stupid. Jealous, anyone? Now begins all the jealousy from other teams because, yes, we are killing on recruiting. Let's go get them this year, Coach Pruitt, GBO.
What does the jealousy thing come
from? I don't know.
They should have their own page for this. We want no part of it.
All caps.
It does not belong on any established fan page. Fake news. Y'all are going to screw around and bleep off our real coach who tweeted that he likes
right.
Coach Dougs.
Right. Yeah, our real coach is so mad. Is it true that you'll be staying on as defensive coordinator? That's at Coach Pruitt.
That feels like, please God, let that be a joke.
Another reply. Yes, he's the DC and recruiting coordinator. Coach Dougs now running the show. Philip Fulmer finally got us a big-time coach for the Vols. Yeah, I think those people understood. Yeah. Still funny.
See, there's so many people that go in now and, like, Davey stir it up. Yeah. We don't, like, they know they're being watched.
Right.
They didn't need the help.
I know. The likelihood of Tennessee fans comprehending this joke is slim. To none.
I don't even know who Coach Dougs is. He doesn't even have a Wikipedia page.
That's got to be fake now, right? Surely now he has one.
Yeah.
But why would we want to run off Pruitt, who's doing such a great job right now, over somebody who hasn't even made it at this level yet?
I wonder how Coach Pruitt feels, busting his butt to bring in the best recruits possible and build up this program just to see Vols fans show excitement that a new coach has been hired in his spot. Not good.
Why post stupid?
I think that was it, right? That was the post?
That was the whole thing.
Yeah. 4 exclamation points at the end of that, too.
Oh, gosh.
Why post stupid?
This is someone who's probably on my side. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there while we're at it. It's a joke, y'all. Do you really think Dougs and Chaney could fit in the same locker room?
Too far.
Who was it that thought Dougs was an actual coach, was going to be like the new O-line
coach? That was
coach?
My friend. Yeah. That was a buddy of mine.
The program General Nealon and Johnny Majors built using
it's in
gimmicks.
Good hands. It's in good hands with Dougs.
Using gimmicks like a Barstool guy playing a video game.
So they're not mad that people like it. They're mad that the university is cheapening the brand by having fun during a quarantine on the internet. That's actually amazing.
They mad.
I can't.
I don't think someone read this, but you know how I am when I'm listening to the show. What about some dude playing a game that is 6 years old have to do with the Vols? Because a bored college kid running the UT account shared it, I have to jump on board? This has exactly zero to do with being a Vol for life. Those of you who think it does, great. Probably been in y'all's houses too long. I'm going to be here supporting the real Vols.
We have been in our houses too long. That's the whole
part
point.
Of it.
It's called quarantine.
This is a total Tennessee move. One-year head coach in the Big 12 won an extra 8 games from the previous year. No real recruiting for that team. It's a bold move, Cotton.
I love this.
Did you see LSU Dad?
Mm-mm.
He tweeted out, the bacon isn't even popping in the pan on Pruitt, and they fired him. I cannot believe it. I mean, he bought it. He's
hook, line, and sinker.
Couldn't believe Tennessee would make the move.
Here's my last one. This isn't true, y'all. I know there's several reports and UTs reporting that they've hired Coach Dougs, but you know what? There hasn't been one report that I can find about Pruitt being fired.
Yeah, maybe we hired Dougs, but they didn't fire Pruitt.
No! This is the worst news possible!
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Somebody just freaked. That was in reply to Tennessee posting it. Like they would use a computer graphic as the, you know, the actual
a cartoon.
Head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I cannot believe, man.
Did you see they're auctioning off the Power T from Easttown Mall? The big one that hung in the middle?
I did see that.
I think it got up to like $60 last night.
60?
Something like that.
Oh, wow.
How big is it?
Oh, I don't know. 12 feet tall?
Big enough.
12 by 8?
Yeah, it has to be in the open air part where the second floor has a hole cut out for the first floor. It's hanging kind of in between the two levels of the mall. I got a text yesterday. How many absolutely confused people are out there with this whole Coach Tuggs thing? Crying emoji. I said, way too many. And then I got the reply back, we is not a smirt fan base.
Why post stupid?
Somebody said, keep JP and Ansley as DCs.
Gosh. Good news is, with the addition of Tuggs, we have the top 5 recruiters of the year now instead of just the 4.
There you go.
Did they delete all the comments on Billy's post?
I can't even find Billy's post.
Nah, that sucks.
I found it, but apparently no one commented on it. I find that very hard to believe.
Then, yeah, they took it down.
They deleted it, turned comments off, and deleted them all.
Frustrating.
It's very sad.
Josh VFL number 1 on Twitter, who's at...
Is that the differentiate between Josh VFL number 2?
Yeah. His at is Josh...
Maybe he's saying VFLs are number 1.
His at is Josh, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 numbers after it.
Mm-hmm.
Said, what did we hire him for? The coonskin cap replied, new head football coach.
Not a boomer here, but why do we need 100 posts about some dude in Massachusetts playing a video game? I guess I should start posting mine. Is he in Massachusetts? What?
No, he's in New York.
Oh, hell no. Somebody needs to nip this bleep in the bud before this screws up our recruiting, unless that's, of course, what somebody's idea was. Nip it in the bud. Now Pruitt is our head coach. End of discussion.
Houston, I believe, read it.
No period. No. Yeah.
There was a fan who legit thought that this was a ploy by the SEC to kind of screw up Tennessee's success on the recruiting trail.
Yeah, it was a conspiracy theory. It's pretty good.
There were a lot in that. I mean, some of them were just really short, but it's like, you know, this is to make us look bad. This is to scare recruits because they think that we fired Pruitt.
Alabama paid Big Cat to make us look bad.
Remarkable. Smooth brains.
Incredible.
I got nothing. I got to take a shower after that.
Did you think that would be a thing when you first saw it? Did you even have the thought that people would actually get confused?
No, I thought people would say, oh, that's kind of not my thing,
right,
whatever, but no.
I didn't think people would actually completely misunderstand it. I thought you'd have the haters out there like, oh, this is stupid, but I thought they'd understand the bit. I can't believe.
People thought we fired
Jeremy Pruitt.
Remarkable.
Dude, did they not keep score of how hard it was to fire Butch Jones?
We're still paying him.
Exactly. It's incredible. Huh. Man. Some great reading right now. FanRunRadio.com. Obviously, we have the breaking news that Tennessee got their next head football coach in Gus Dugerton. We got an in-depth look if you need to know more about Coach Duggs. On a more serious note, there's a proposed all-SEC opponent schedule for Tennessee football in 2020, if that hasn't become a thing. And then last night, well, as we talked in hour one, let me back up. You can read about Kamen Marley, Vol's new real commit four-star athlete.
Apparently he committed in the middle of the 55 burger we dropped on UCLA. Incredible.
And if you missed that, you can read Doug's dominant debut. Underdog Vol's dropped 50 burger on Bruins.
That was probably his best non-conference win he's ever seen the Vols take care of.
UCLA was ranked 16th.
Yeah, that was probably the best football game I've ever seen for Tennessee in my lifetime.
Well, I mean, when you got JoJo Smalls.
That win at Auburn was pretty good.
Rico Bergerton just running roughshod, Caleb Presley pushing all the right buttons at quarterback. That's the way it goes. Let's go to the phone lines and grab Matt, 865-546-8200. Last call for phone calls here on 3 and Out Thursday edition. What's up, Matt?
What's up?
Mon.
Well, the only thing that would make this thing crazier or put the cherry on top is if you guys could head down and get the bullhorn out, rally the troops, and we fire Gus Dugerton within one day of being hired.
I'm okay with this hire.
No, I'm okay with it too.
I can't stand against it.
Not 1-0, man.
Well, hey, and dropping 55 for the home crowd.
Our defense sucks, but
it's been a minute.
Are they playing again tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, Baylor, I think.
At Baylor, I believe. Ooh. On the road.
Big Waco game.
Yeah.
So if we win, I would have to think that recruiting's gonna take a huge spike.
Yeah, and if you win this game, there's no way you're losing to Florida. I mean, just no way.
No, there's
the
no
momentum.
I said yesterday, I told you guys yesterday, if you win the non-conference game, you're not losing to Florida. It's
mm-hmm.
not possible.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys threw out a bunch of stupid facts that shot that down the drain.
It's just the way you said it, Matt. You said there's no way. That was it was just those two words.
In
no
his
way.
Current reality, he's right. Things well, change.
I'll be honest with you guys, because I try to be, but I really honestly thought yesterday when I first read the headline, I was like, holy crap, did we really already fire Pruitt? Like, that was the first thing that went through my head. After, like, you know, researching for 20 seconds, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty dang funny.
Yeah, the game tonight is at Baylor.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know who week three is. It's just a C. Charlotte. Is it really?
Oh, yeah, we're playing sick. Jack Mack. That's Will, sick. you got to get another blog going for that one.
We're playing Connecticut?
Yeah.
There's no way Big Cat didn't do that on purpose.
Yeah.
And then
with Caleb Presley, quarterback?
Week four, Matt, we go to Gainesville.
So if we can really honestly start this thing off with a bang and be 3-0, 4-0, you guys tell me, with the way the world is, and tell me a recruit or two would not think this was hilarious if we could take this thing as far down the rabbit hole as we could.
Yes.
And just somebody commits just because of how crazy the fan base is.
I mean, when you're having
– a guy committed last night during the middle of the game.
And
I don't know.
I had not heard Kamen Marley's name once, Matt, before yesterday. Did. So I don't know if maybe – and he did it during the game. I'm not saying. I'm just saying.
A lot of, like, the best players in the NFL right now are tweeting about this as well. So it's just gaining more publicity for the Vols. And the people who don't like that, I don't understand why you have that mentality of, like, you can just be like – all right, this isn't my thing, but I understand it's just more eyes on the university. But just the hate that's kind of coming with it from some people just makes absolutely no sense.
Well, there's a bunch of idiots out there. I mean, I'm in the boat that thinks Gus Dugerton should already be up on the back of the Jumbotron. See you guys.
See you, Matt.
Let's go!
That would be real. I don't know how long... He typically, I know he said two seasons with Tennessee unless the Wisconsin. Like, how long does this last? Like, he started this at quarantine and he's already been at four schools, so he plays seasons in like a week or two?
He played his first season at Toledo offline, so you didn't get to see him play Toledo at
that's
Toledo.
A shame.
And he talked about it, didn't he?
Yes, he mentioned it, and that's where Gus Dugerton got his original story. Then he left his wife and went to Florida State and left them behind to stay, and he said he wasn't going to bring them back until he got a head coaching job. So I think around 1 to 1.5 weeks to 2 weeks for a season. It just depends on how much they stream per week. I've never seen them stream back-to-back days that I can remember.
They have done double headers, though, for games.
Yes, but so maybe they could be spicing those things up and trying to get as many games in as possible.
I created a Twitch account right when all this happened because Billy was going to try to do it for the fan-run basketball league. And so this has kind of taken over, I guess, as far as the entertainment.
Yeah, he said. He was a little upset because he said that I got to do all the recruiting now because I guess when he's only staying there 1 year, like it didn't matter that much.
No, you just dip.
Yeah. So he had to shore up the recruits that the previous coach had ready to commit.
Gotcha.
And so he did that. He got a 5-star and a 4-star that were already kind of Tennessee leans.
He did forget to scout.
He forgot to scout before his game against UCLA.
Yes.
So I don't know how much that'll hurt recruiting. He might be kind of a Mike Leach type, just kind of flies through recruiting, just doesn't really care, and then just plays the games. I don't know. Let's see how that works out. But if it's only 2 years, I mean, I don't know how much it even really matters.
I was just wondering if this goes into the real season, do we invite Big Cat to run through the tee and show some highlights up on the Jumbotron or something?
Yeah.
I'm saying he could like Tennessee a lot more than just for two seasons.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said he was going to spend more time with his recruiting. He changed his he reset his coaching like badges and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's the SEC. I gotta increase all my recruiting numbers here. And then because the defense was weak, he puts more resources on the defense coaching staff. It's a smart play, really. Do we need to start a GoFundMe for the Power T in Easttown Mall? I feel like this auction's going to go way up. It's already at $1,810.
Oh, really?
A little out of my price range.
I got 15 on the table. That's all I can offer.
Will's in for 15.
Dollars, even, not 1500 or anything before I got miss.
What's it at?
$1,810.
Should we get it? Try to just like throw it on the roof or something?
In my experience with things like this, the main cost will not be the purchase.
Moving it?
Getting it here.
Yeah.
The flatbed, probably a crane of some kind. Nah, we got enough manpower. We can.
It's only 15 feet, right?
Well, I hear the university has
it's only 15 feet.
Has a guy.
Yeah, we can wait on that crane. Call up Bev. Get Bev on the horn. Only 15 feet. I don't know.
Is it hollow on the inside?
That's a good question. What's the weight? We need the weight.
Surely the specs are listed on the auction site, right?
Do you remember when that guy delivered the satellite? No, you weren't here yet. Dude delivered the satellite pole that we had to get put in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
They buried like 6 feet of that thing. Anyway, he's got no dolly, no nothing to get it off the truck with. That thing's 400 pounds. I'm like, buddy, I got nothing for you. I was like, just slide it off and let it just sit in the grass right here. It's fine. They're coming to install it the next day.
The Tennessee debut on Twitch last night did 7,700 views.
That's it?
For Duggerton.
I thought I'd get more than that.
There were 30,000 people watching whenever I tuned in.
Last night?
Yeah, I think your metric's off.
You sure you're not missing a decimal point?
He's just reading the
It says 7,677 people.
I guess that's the 25% capacity.
You know what's more fascinating about this Easttown Mall is they're selling all kind of weird stuff.
No, they had a lot of weird stuff. There was a lot of big art, the big trout that they had. And like the big fly fishing rod, it was kind of cool. I liked it, but it was a big ordeal.
There's a table with a bunch of old handheld, like regular, like office phones and stuff. It says electronics lot with table. Oh, you get the table too. Current bid $3.
It's like a yard sale. That's worth it just for the table itself.
It's like a yard sale. Yeah, it's a nice, nice round, sturdy table there. We could bid $4.
That means I only have $9 to put into the Power T.
That's true. So weird. You can buy the letters off of the like ring around the Power T.
What are the letters?
I'm trying to read what some of the it's like they're like quotes.
Oh. Well, that'd be kind of nice.
One that bears something, something, oneself to give light to others. That sort of stuff. I don't know. East Tennesseans are something. And
well, if we miss out on the T, maybe we could get some of those quotes.
And their fierce sense of, I don't know. It's too small.
That's a shame.
To blow it up or something.
Yeah. It would be kind of nice, though, if we could hang that. Could we put the T on the top of the tower?
No. Oh.
That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
That'd be cool. Or maybe we could suspend it from the cables.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What if we get a little trolley?
A floating. Oh, we could ride the T to the top of the radio tower.
To the radio tower.
It'd be a lot easier than somebody having to climb it every time we change a light bulb.
That's true. You could probably see in the stadium from up there.
Are you going to go to Ober and ride the trolley? Or do you want to go see the top of a radio tower? You decide.
Mounting on the roof of the station would be awesome.
That would be kind of cool, actually.
I'm worried about wind shear, though. I don't know. I feel like that's why it was indoors at the mall.
Maybe we could just mount it to the back of a like a truck that we skin out with Fandom Radio. We just drive it around.
You got to watch for low bridges.
Hmm. Yeah. At least that's only 15 feet.
Does that get but if you put it on top of a truck.
Does that get under the freeway bridges, though, right? We mm-hmm. just can't, yeah. can't run it through like any of the small tunnels. Yeah. Nah, I don't have $2,000 for a T.
What a baby.
Maybe it's just, we have our own made probably for.
I saw somebody saying that. It's like, it'd probably be cheaper just to make one now.
Yeah.
But that's an iconic piece of art. It's a major award.
I don't know if I want something from the East Town Mall.
Okay.
Welcome back into the Fan Run Studios, Fox Sports Knoxville. Miss any portion of the problem? Problem. Miss any portion of the program?
Some parts of the show have been a problem.
That's true. Check out the podcast. Make sure you subscribe on iTunes, too. That way you get them right to you. Each and every day you can pick and choose what you want to listen to. We got you covered right here, Fan Run Radio. Nate tweeted at me, Nate, that Fan Run needs that power T as the trophy for the 37.
He's not wrong.
I know.
I feel like I agree with you, though. You could definitely just build one for
Let's just make one.
Let's make one. Start a
8 feet tall instead of 15.
I wanted lights, too. Huh? At night, you need to be able to see this bad boy. Orange,
just
neon.
Just glows.
Yeah.
Neighbors love that. Yeah. I'm telling you, put it on top
probably
of the tower.
For target practice.
It has to have, you have to have a light at the top of the tower, a big glowing T. That would scare off any helicopter.
Yeah. I don't know if the
maybe
FAA
it'll reduce
would...
the amount of drug deals that they have.
Allegedly.
It is the deepest, darkest pit of AM radio. We can light it up.
I'm not talking about weed.
Scientists may have found evidence of a parallel universe.
Good.
Just good? That's
really?
We got UFOs and a parallel universe. And
a
that
parallel universe?
We didn't even talk about the UFOs.
I know. We got UFOs. It's a fact now.
What?
Yeah, the government dropped that during the COVID-19 pandemic. It's a heck of a news dump by
just,
the U.S. government.
Remember those Pentagon files? Yeah, they're technically supposed to be released now. Yeah, yeah, perfect,
yeah, yeah,
perfect.
Dump it.
No
hey,
one cares.
Here's a video of an alien.
Quit distracting us. Researchers were perplexed by, quote, a fountain of high-energy particles erupting from the ice in Antarctica at NASA's Antarctic Impulsive Transient Antenna, ANITA for short. The phenomenon detected is, quote, in pretty strong tension with the standard model of physics. These high-energy particles arrive from space but cannot pass through the solid mass of the Earth, yet instead of detecting these particles coming from space or reflecting off the ice, ANITA has found them coming up from the ice. Low-energy neutrinos, per New Scientist, can pass through solid matter like Earth, but that's not the case with high-energy neutrinos.
So,
what does that mean, though?
English.
I'm reading. I'm trying. These are words I don't.
Parallel universe.
I understood ANITA.
I was not listening.
There's a stunner. It turns, quote, an entire continent into a gigantic neutrino telescope. ANITA has twice detected the fountain of high energy particles coming up from the Earth's surface in years past. First time, 2016, and now more recently. The rays resemble an upside-down cosmic ray shower. What we saw is something that looked just like a cosmic ray, but it wasn't reflected. It was as if the cosmic ray had come out of the ice itself. A very strange thing. Parallel universe.
Hmm.
Apparently these particles may have been traveling back through time, providing theoretical evidence of a parallel universe.
So how good is Tennessee football in that parallel universe?
We got to get through this ice. It's buried under the ice. It's like Godzilla 2. All the monsters were from the big one, the three-headed one, from space.
Oh no!
Buried in the ice.
Yeah. I had a major deja vu the other day. Oh man, like I just
probably because of this parallel universe.
I know it already happened.
It got discovered, and then boom, deja vu.
Yeah.
They think it could be a new class of subatomic particles. And this is big time.
This is what we live for, breaking news.
Just wanted everyone to know that there may be a parallel universe.
It's science. Parallel universe underneath ice. Frozen in time.
Oh, well said.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to whatever we were going to talk about. Found that pretty fascinating. I understood none of it.
I like the UFO talk.
How do we get to the parallel universe?
Well, we've only known about it for 4 years, so probably still working on directions.
That's not fast enough.
Yeah. I mean, it could be today.
Ask somebody from the parallel universe how to get there.
Yeah.
They'll tell you.
I don't know.
Directions.
How do you get to your crib, man?
Hey, bro, you turn left on.
Well, but time is going backwards, so.
Oh, no. We should have already asked him.
Hey, how do I not get to your crib, man?
There you go.
That way.
Yes.
We just figured everything out.
That's it.
Tell me how to get from yours to mine.
How do I get back home?
Reverse engineer it, yeah.
And then just throw it in reverse and drive backwards.
So is this trip. Like where the parallel universe is?
Oh,
Is this the fulcrum?
Are they
of
moving
the
backwards? Is it like Benjamin Button?
They might be, but are we?
Like their Tennessee fans don't know that the 90s are about to happen and they're going to be incredible. But they're kind of going to peak first.
It's going to get real bad.
Yeah, it's about to be real bad.
And then they'll have that to look forward to.
Right.
I just want to ask him where we're going
to
be.
Imagine how frustrating it would be to win the national championship in 98 and then not be able to get back there as you go 97, 96. And you're like, we got Peyton now. Mm. Surely we're going to win one. Can't beat Florida. Mm. And golly. Then you got to wait for what, 67?
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
No, the 85 season was good. They'll enjoy that one. Beat Miami in the Sugar Bowl.
You'll never get back to the championship, though. Mm. Imagine having a playoff and the BCS is like, yeah, we're only going to two teams now. Yeah, we're just going to vote.
Technology gets worse and worse and worse.
They went from having Coach Doug's the virtual head coach to Jeremy Pruitt to Butch Jones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ouch.
It gets better. You get Derek Dooley next.
In a weird way, though, as you fire back coaches, it gets better as you go. It's like, man, Butch really sucked this year. I mean, but then he gets better. Right, mm. And then they're really gonna finish off that one season. What, 5-4 and 5-0?
Yeah,
yeah. Gonna finish strong.
Great. We started the season, lost to Vanderbilt. I don't know how he's gonna save. It's like Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah,
you lose to Vanderbilt, and then you beat Georgia and Florida. You lose to Georgia
this
State.
This season had been in reverse.
Oh man,
we lost to Georgia State to end the year.
Would have really done a number of further recruits.
Golly. Imagine how many we'd have locked up, though, early. As we're undefeated.
Yeah, it's true.
Started 6-0.
Yeah. Going into Bama.
That really takes away.
Played a preseason bowl game. And
yeah.
Man, Jeremy Pruitt's really got it with that onside kick.
Wait, big comeback.
Eric Gray's about to be like a Heisman hopeful.
Well, he is Alvin Kamara.
He might have already won the Heisman in the parallel universe.
That's true. That's true.
It is funny how the order of things really can change the way it plays out.
What if the parallel universe is just this universe? Just exactly parallel.
I'm boring. It's like the exact same thing. No changes whatsoever.
No,
seems like a waste of energy and time for that universe to even exist.
Yeah. Well, maybe it is, but when time gets a little off, that's when you get the deja vu. Mm. It's like you got a little ahead in one of the universes.
Like daylight savings
time? It's like
lag. The most...
Yeah.
It's like lag in a video
maybe
game.
It's a digital universe.
So Coach Doug's is the parallel universe. We're
it's
living,
part of it.
We're living in a parallel universe right now.
This is where the crossover...
Maybe video games are the parallel universe, and we step in to control them.
Maybe that's real life, and we're actually living a simulated video game.
Yeah, maybe they're playing us.
Oh,
what if the
no.
video games are actually playing us?
That was Billy's theory, that the aliens, or that we're real, we have free will, but that there are aliens changing the stuff about Earth.
This week on Earth.
Yeah. Why did they make my character so ugly?
It's just part of it.
So disrespectful.
Billy's theory is that the alien producer of the show This Week on Earth that all the aliens watch, where they mess with us and watch how we react.
Things were too boring before the pandemic.
Well, he got let go.
Right.
He had run his course.
So then they bring in
new guy
Philip
wanted
C.
to
Hoffman.
Really start with a bang, and so he went, watch this coronavirus and all the other 2020 stuff.
And then UFOs.
Yeah.
And then the plagues of locusts in Africa.
And then they slowly started...
And the Australian forest fires.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it slowly just started slipping in the fact that they're actually real, so it would go underneath, and then they can just take us over once the show's canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they kind of already have us under control.
We just don't know it.
We just think we're... Yeah.
This is too much.
They're pulling the strings.
Which is really genius leadership.
Right.
Like, if you really want to, you know, control people... Make them think they have control.
Okay, so Phil Jackson's philosophy. Can we just hire an alien to be our next football head coach?
He kind of already is. Think about it.
I'll use my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Final segment. Next. Final segment of the program. Don't forget to check out Crown Cleaners, Starch Madness at fanrunradio.com. A lot of good stuff for you to read over there as well. It's fanrunradio.com. You can just click on the Crown Cleaners logo right there in the middle of the page and download the coupon for every 3 shirts you bring in. Get one free. Do it as many times as you want with Crown Cleaners, the official sponsor of Starch Madness right here at Fan Run Radio. Talked about Kamen Marley early, hour number one. Tennessee had a 4-star player to recruiting, but a lot of their guys fell in the rankings, so that was a thing. Talked about that a lot in hour two. And then Vol for Life was at start hour three. So if you missed any portions of the podcast or any portion of the show, check out the podcast. It'll be up shortly. So Alabama's construction guys are fine, huh?
I don't know if they're fine. They're resuming the renovation. So good for them.
Okay.
Didn't they just renovate like not that long ago?
Well, they put the lights in last year. I don't know if that was part of a renovation or not.
I would say that counts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are we ever going to do anything with Nealon?
I think Philip Fulmer tabled a lot of the probably wise decision, really.
Mm-hmm.
Considering what's happened since then. But I think he tabled the John Curry turn Neyland into an NFL stadium plan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is fine by me. Right-sizing.
Mm. Psh,
no, thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, no, just put more people in it.
So the one-time transfer thing for the NCAA is done. So now we really need Cade Mays to get that waiver.
Yeah, I think so. Will he get it?
Surely, right?
Is he going to play the finger card?
Well, I think he's going to play my dad's in a lawsuit with Georgia. I can't play for Georgia. These are extenuating circumstances.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Surely that'll work, right?
I don't know because it's the NCAA and they kind of make their own rules.
That's a good point.
Seems like most of the time.
If we used up all of our credibility with NCAA to get Uros Plavsic cleared, I'm gonna be angry.
Well, we sat Victor Bailey, and remember the football team, they got Solomon and sacrificed Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we've built up some goodwill with the NCAA, right? Like we should be able to.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
We got that going for us. I did see yesterday, very sad, we did not make the top 7 for Mac McClung.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We were McClellan done.
Mm. You hate to see that, actually.
Probably didn't want him anyway.
Yeah, we probably didn't.
Did you see who his top 7 were?
No, who are they?
I have no idea.
I did see them.
It was, I know, Texas Tech, Memphis, Arkansas,
if
Wake
Penny
Forest.
If Penny gets him, I'm going to flip.
There was 2 more on there, obviously, or maybe 3 more. That if I only said 4, I can't count. But yeah, I know Memphis was on there for sure, along with Tech.
No thanks. Mm-mm-mm. All right, here you go. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Arkansas.
Okay.
Auburn.
Oh God.
I know. BYU. Memphis, Texas Tech, Wake Forest, Southern Cal.
So three of those, it'll be painful if he goes there and balls out. Especially two. Auburn and Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
If he goes down there with Bruce
Arkansas, Pearl, whatever, I wouldn't really care. I'd love him to go to Wake Forest and play with Forbes. That'd be fun.
I want him to go to BYU.
Why is that?
Because you'd never watch him. Never
have
to watch
him.
As
far away as possible.
Okay.
And then I can still root for him once he gets to the league because he's kind of a local kid.
Wake Forest, we don't play them, right? We won't see the Demon Deeks.
Yeah, but they could throw them in the East region if we get to the tournament.
Yeah.
BYU's going to be in the West. They're also not going to be that strong of a tournament push. You got Steve Forbes with a strong team coming in besides that one guy transferred to Kentucky.
I think BYU's a lot better than Wake Forest next year, buddy. I only know this because Billy Williford's all up the Cougars' butt.
It's fair.
Mm. Remember? BYU and Creighton?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Guess we'll see. Any timeline on that? Do we know when he's going to decide?
No idea.
Basketball, I guess it doesn't really matter.
No idea. Bama fans are coming at me for Tennessee's recruiting.
Oh, what?
Sorry,
I
had to laugh. So Tennessee currently has the top five SEC coaches as far as recruiting, like recruiter of the year rankings.
Right.
The top five in the SEC are all Tennessee.
We had four. We got five now.
We have five now.
Heard
that Florida guy fall out.
Yeah, I guess we jumped him.
No, with
he was switched with Moose, right?
With Marley.
Yeah. So
whoever
we
was on Marley must have moved up.
And
when he committed.
That was, Jay Graham. So now he jumps to two.
Oh, Jay Graham just knocking him on the head.
Yeah, so it's Ansley, Graham, Martin, Ozavet, Niedermeyer, your top SEC recruiters.
Golly.
They all have something in common.
It's made me feel good to go on this long weekend just winning.
Just winning.
Just winning, baby.
So the Bama fan replied back, though, with last year's final class, which was 23 commits, and this year's current class, which is 23 commits, and said they're the same class. And I'm like, we're not done.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
we're still recruiting guys. So, good luck with that.
Five of the top five. All five. Tennessee. That never happened before. There's no way. Maybe not for any school in the country.
I don't even care if our class finishes this way. That's still better news for getting five-star guys in the next class.
And I just had a great time.
Right, right. Kind of a good video game. Keep it right here. The Blitz is next. Keep it locked in for more Fan Run Radio.